Hey, cigar aficionados, King Dude here. At our Founders Trading Post store, right now, we've got great deals for the leisure-loving crusader in you. Of course, we have our world-famous El Rey Dude Corona cigars and are introducing new discounted cigar bundles and cigar accessories, including sample 4-packs from Camacho, Rocky Patel 5-packs, and a 5-cigar travel humidor gift set that comes with a cigar cutter, a torch lighter, and a 5-brand cigar sampler featuring Espinosa, Rocky Patel, and other premium cigars. And the price, drumroll please, just $64.95, a $50 savings. Plus, we've introduced the El Rey Dude Corona cigar Lancero size in natural and Maduro, our best seller ever. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchases benefit real crusaders, not the Corona hoax mandatory mask wearing ninny creeps at Whole Foods, go to MikeChurch.com/cigars. That's MikeChurch.com/cigars.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church, available exclusively at MikeChurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. Sessions doesn't make the cut, but a football coach does. The testing data in Florida is way off, which means their numbers are skewed. And Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in the hospital again. Jeff Sessions lost an Alabama Senate GOP primary runoff Tuesday to former Auburn University football coach Tommy Tuberville. It's a major blow to the former attorney general, who faced fierce opposition to his candidacy from President Trump. Tuberville, who was endorsed by the president, will now advance to the general election as the Republican candidate to set to take on incumbent Alabama Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. President Trump Tuesday announced two actions his administration has taken against China as tensions between Washington and Beijing continue to rise. During a press conference in the White House Rose Garden, Trump announced that he had signed into law the Hong Kong Autonomy Act. He also put his signature on an executive order that ends the United States' preferential treatment of Hong Kong. Trump's signature on the Hong Kong Accountability Act comes after the legislation was passed overwhelmingly in both the Senate and the House earlier this summer. The act imposes sanctions on entities that help violate Hong Kong's autonomy and financial institutions that do business with them, and comes as a response to the passage of a national security law that tightened Beijing's grip on Hong Kong, which has been semi-autonomous from the mainland since 1997. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was admitted to a hospital Tuesday morning for treatment of a possible infection. Spokeswoman Kathy Arberg said in a statement, "The justice is resting comfortably and she'll be staying in the hospital for a few days to receive intravenous antibiotic treatment." Ginsburg, who is 87, was initially seen at a hospital in Washington, D.C. on Monday night after she was experiencing fever and chills. She then underwent a procedure at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore Tuesday afternoon to clean a bile duct stent that was placed last August. Ginsburg's, the court's oldest justice, has had a series of health scares in recent years. Just last May, she underwent non-surgical treatment for a gallstone that had caused an infection. Saint of the day, he consolidated his power by cultivating personal and political ties with the Catholic Church. Our quote of the day, if we wish to keep peace with our neighbor, we should never remind anyone of his natural defects. Saint Philip Neri. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, folks, it's Mike Church, founder of Founding Father Films, asking you to learn the true stories of America's founding by purchasing my movie, The Road to Independence, the movie. The Road to Independence tells the exciting story of the Founding Fathers' struggle to declare independence. John Adams and Thomas Paine were not exactly the best of friends, but as our timeline has shown us, when it came to the question of declaring independence, the two were soulmates. Now, let's travel to another colony where lifelong friends will work secretly to establish the legislative body that will declare our independence. This animated movie comes complete with collector's booklets, DTS surround sound, and are packed with hours of bonus features. Learn the true stories of America's founding and order Mike Church's The Road to Independence on DVD and CD. Available now at mikechurch.com/DVD and by calling 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Henry II. He was probably born in Bavaria, Germany on May 3rd, 973. When his father died, he became the Duke of Bavaria in 995 and he was emperor in 1002. That's when his cousin Otto III died. One of the most striking aspects of Henry's life was his love for his wife. The couple didn't have kids, which has given rise to the belief that the spouses had taken a mutual vow of chastity, although some historians dispute this. In any case, contrary to a common medieval practice, Saint Henry did not repudiate his wife. His decision to remain with her contributed in no small part to his reputation for sanctity. His fidelity bore witness to his deep love for his wife and his profound respect for the sacrament of marriage. The saint made numerous pious foundations, gave liberally to pious institutions, and built the Cathedral of Bamberg. He consolidated his power by cultivating personal and political ties with the Catholic Church. His holy death occurred at the Castle of Groen, right near Halberstadt, in 1024. His feast day is July 13th. He's the patron saint of the childless, of dukes, of the handicapped, and those rejected by religious order. Incomplete reporting from some Florida laboratories resulted in errors on the state's report on virus positivity rates, according to a Fox 35 news report. Countless labs have reported a 100% positivity rate. That means every single person tested was positive. Other labs had very high positivity rates. Orlando Health, for example, reported a 98% positivity rate. Lee Memorial Hospital Lab, PanCara Florida, and Advanced Medical of Naples all reported 100% positivity rates. No negative results were included. That rate implies every person tested had a positive result. Orlando Health confirmed errors in the report, and its positivity rate is said to be 9.4%, not 98% as listed. Similarly, a VA spokesman said that the Orlando Veterans Affairs Medical Center's positive rate is actually 6%, not 76% as seen on the report. The Florida Department of Health confirmed Tuesday that though private and public laboratories are required to immediately report both positive and negative cases, some haven't. The department immediately began working with those labs to ensure that all results were being reported in order to provide comprehensive and transparent data. A spokesperson for the Florida Department of Health said, as the state continues to receive results from various labs, the department will continue educating these labs on proper protocol for reporting COVID-19 test results. Florida recently set new national records for the largest daily increases in cases, if it was reported correctly. Well, Death Valley, California could soon see its hottest temperatures to date. The 3,000 square mile area in the northern Mojave Desert recorded its second highest temperature July 12th at 128 degrees Fahrenheit. In a peak following a string of 4 days that saw heat readings of 120 degrees, 124, 128, and 124 again, the temperature hit 129.2 on June 30th, 2013, but there is some dispute in the meteorological community about the real hottest temperature recorded on the planet, because apparently years ago, somebody said 136 was the temperature, but they said it was an error. But, you know, like COVID-19, who knows what the true facts are? Anyway, it's hot in the Death Valley area. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.